from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Brought to you by American Airlines out of Philadelphia International Airport. Phillies did away with the Dodgers in a 3-game sweep, 5-1, while the Braves lost, so the Phils lead the division by 9.5. That is the largest division lead in baseball. Aaron Nola, 11-4, struck out 9, held Shohei Ohtani hitless, struck him out twice, including once with the bases loaded. Then we have Johan Rojas, running, leaping catch, possibly of the year, equaled only by his postgame quote, "Ball that's hit, ball I catch. If it's not out, it's in my glove." Phillies remain home. Last series before the break, got the Oakland A's in town, 6:40 p.m. live here on 94 WIP. It'll be Ranger Suarez on the mound. This summer, American Airlines is flying nonstop from Philadelphia International Airport to Nice, Naples, Copenhagen. Book today at AA.com. Showers and thunderstorms likely, a high of 85. To listen to 94 WIP, download the free Odyssey app or tell your smart speaker to play 94 WIP.
Oh, there you go. A little aha. What a great song. All right, awesome to be with you on this what is it? A Friday morning. What did I say yesterday? Seltzer, this is a football Friday, right?
Yeah, football Friday.
I mean, we don't have a game this weekend, but we got a training camp in 11 days.
How about it?
All right, so
We're stretching the football Friday
now.
Thing.
We are.
It's always a football Friday.
Do you guys know? Tell me if you know this fact. You know that there's 52 Fridays in a year. Do you know that? Well, there's 52 weeks in a year, which I guess means, 52 yeah. Fridays. And what, do you sometimes have 53? I'm trying to figure it out.
I was going to ask.
I mean, it gets hit on a leap year.
I didn't want to get hit with the oops, I did it again.
What's 365 divided by 7? Well, someone help me out.
Does leap year affect the amount of weeks?
Well, it depends when the leap year is the day. So in theory, it could fall on a Friday, in which case
first
it would
off, 365 divided by 7 equals slightly more.
Right, yeah.
So sometimes you have 53 Fridays. Normally you have 52.
Yep.
But all right, let's go on the premise of 52 Fridays. Do you know that exactly half, 26, is a football Friday and 26 are not? Huh. Meaning from the start of the preseason games through the Super Bowl, and I'm not counting the Pro Bowl. Forget that nonsense. It's 26 weeks.
Wow.
Well, so
that's
here's the issue.
Cool.
Yeah. The issue with this fact is you're just deciding what qualifies as a football Friday. Like the Pro Bowl could
training
qualify.
Training camp.
Yeah, training camp.
Okay.
I mean, because
I was going to say it definitely feels
on a Friday.
Like actual NFL season feels so short compared to especially, you know, MLB and all the other
right.
sports seasons that feel like they go on forever. So I was about to say that seems like an over-exaggeration.
Well, I'm counting the preseason.
Half the year.
I'm counting
so
the
you
preseason.
So you're being very liberal you with have the term three, you football
have three,
Friday.
You have three preseason games. You have 17 regular season games. That's 20.
But training camp, when training camp starts, that's exciting.
You have a bye week.
Yeah.
That's 21. Then you have an NFL playoff stretch, which is four rounds and a bye week, which is five total, 21 plus five, 26.
But you're not including training camp.
No, I'm not.
Well,
no, I agree. I'm saying, but game.
In your mind, half the year is
a football
Friday.
NFL games 26 times.
Yeah. You've now just offended Elliot.
Hold up. There is one issue. The bye week for the Eagles is fine because there are other games, but the bye week before the Super Bowl, there's no football. That's not a football Friday.
And there's a week before.
Yeah, I'm getting ready for the Super Bowl, South.
There you go.
All right. So, Elliot, let me ask you an Eagles question here. I'm mixing Eagles questions into the show today as we are 11 days to training camp. How different, Elliot, do you think this offense will look structurally? Under center, types of plays, motion, bunch formations with wide receiver. Is it going to be very different, somewhat different, or not that different?
I think it's going to be different. I think that the whole reason they brought Kellen Moore in is because they felt the offense needed new wrinkles. And I know that's viewed as like a, you know, they don't believe in Sirianni and he can't fix it. I really think what this is they saw when it fell apart in 2017, they didn't have enough outside coaches come in. So I think Kellen Moore is here for a purpose, and that is to make changes. The number one thing on offense I'm looking forward to watching in training camp is how often Jalen is under center versus in shotgun. I do expect more motion. I do expect more bunches. So, yeah, I think it will look different.
Do you think 10-7 and a first-round playoff exit would get Sirianni fired?
I don't think definitely, but that would certainly qualify as a disappointment.
He's playing with fire if that happens.
Yeah. I think that's where we're on defense. Now, if it's a close playoff game, and you could, you know, do a bunch of different iterations of that, but more than likely, yeah, he'd be in some trouble.
All right, let's get a lot of calls in this segment this hour as well. Drop of the week coming up shortly. Drew in Westchester right now. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, folks. Joe, you had me sweating there for a couple seconds. That was like a track meet where you just leaned across the finish line at the end. I thought you were going to run out of time there.
Photo finish.
It was special.
I was like a horse with a longer neck, you know? One of those things. Now, I was like Michael Phelps with a longer fingertip, you know? I got it.
Oh, God.
Remember that? '08? That was a huge deal when he freaking touched that freaking wall before the other guy. That was incredible.
Now, do you think if the Phillies hadn't just played the Dodgers, would you have still gotten Mookie Betts? Was he in your head because of that, or would you?
I would have gotten him. I would have gotten him.
Okay, I'll take your.
I know that Ruben's close with Mookie Betts, so I've thought more about Mookie Betts over the last couple of months because he's talked on and off the air about how he and Mookie Betts are, you know, they got a good relationship. Because that's when Ruben was working for the Red Sox.
Yeah, okay.
And so Mookie Betts was young, and Ruben has talked about how Mookie Betts, even though he's like a superstar. Anytime he gets a chance to see Ruben, shows him a lot of love for helping a young Mookie Betts develop.
How did the Red Sox?
It's like, incredible.
It's one of the worst decisions in the history of baseball.
Ever.
There was
incredible.
No reason. It was they were just being cheap. Like there was no.
And especially
reason.
For like they're not the Twins. You should have the money.
Well, that's the point. They're the Boston Red Sox.
Correct.
And he seems like a great dude.
That's why you don't hear. You never hear anything bad about.
The whole thing is so bizarre.
I think that was right after Dombrowski left them too. Dombrowski leaves and everything just goes up in smoke. So with the Phils, one thought I have is I am really hoping they get a draw. They get teams in the playoffs where the other team's starting pitchers are predominantly right-handed. Because I think of Brandon Marsh. If left-handed pitchers didn't exist, he'd be an all-star. And if left-handed pitchers only existed, he would be a fringe.
He would be a major league baseball. Yeah. He'd be in the minors. Yeah,
he would
exactly.
Be a minor leaguer. He would be.
And it really does make a difference when you can go like, you know, eight deep in a lineup as opposed to just like seven.
Yeah.
So
be determined based on who they acquired, Drew. To be fair, in the outfield, I mean, you're judging that based on the current group. There's a pretty good chance I think they'll add someone else. So we'll see. But I get your point. Drew, give me a great answer here for the concert tickets. Something really unique in a movie, but not technology related and not related to a twist or turn in the movie.
All right, hopefully this counts. The movie Young Frankenstein. Color movies were very prevalent then, but they filmed it in black and white because they wanted, you know, to kind of evoke like old school horror.
Yeah, well we're okay. Oh, I'm
it's
sorry.
It's a decision. So it's... The color movies were out by then. They just decided to make
gotcha.
It. Which
like an Ed Wood movie.
Yeah, exactly. Movies have done that. Like Ed Wood, Mank, the
was
Fincher
the
movie from a couple years ago.
It,
I don't know if it was the first or not. It might have been.
Also, you know, did he say Frankenstein?
He did. That was a mistake.
I was very surprised by that.
I mean, it's horrible.
I mean, that's a bad one. Okay. It's a bad one.
It's horrendous.
And I'm bad at pronouncing names, but that's a bad one.
Horrible.
Yeah.
But didn't he go by that, like, to separate in the movie? Like,
if he did in the movie and that's the reason that Drew said it, then we got to let him off the hook.
I don't remember.
Okay, that would be different.
I think that he was trying to separate himself from his father or whatever.
Okay, well,
but it's still pronounced Frankenstein.
No, but if he's saying that's what the guy in the movie said.
No, if the character is named Frankenstein, that's the character.
But he's doing it out of deception, then.
Well, it
doesn't matter. But again, it's been a long time since.
All right, let's go to Dan. He's calling from Yardley. What's going on, Dan?
Hey, everyone. What's up, Dan? Just a little confused by Elliot's Phillies expectations.
Why?
I know going into the Eagles season last year, Elliot, did you or did you not say it's very hard to win a championship?
It is, and I don't think that's a dispute. And I said I didn't think the Eagles had to win a Super Bowl last year for it to be a successful year. But for me, the difference is, at that point, the Eagles needed to prove they could do it again. They were younger, in my opinion, in their development than the Phillies are. The Phillies have been to a World Series. They've been back to the NLCS. They're likely going to be the number one seed. They have 7 All-Stars. Like, this, it's the time. The time is now. The season is about winning the World Series. Of course it's hard, but winning it's hard in every sport. This team is good enough right now to do it, and it's the only way this season's a success.
That's fair. I just was a little confused.
He's not right there, Dan, when he says it's the only way it's a success. I just don't agree with that.
I think I am.
I know you do, but I don't. I just don't.
Yeah, that's fair.
Oh, so we're both right, Dan.
Well, no, Joe is wrong, but it's okay, yeah.
Dan, what do you got on the Eagles?
I didn't have anything on the Eagles. It was more just comparing.
Oh, understood. All right, give me something unique in a movie.
I thought The Big Short was interesting in how they would pause the movie and explain to the viewer.
Yeah, it's cool.
A pause, yeah. It's almost like the, help me out here, Saved by the Bell, the timeout.
Oh, yeah, the Zach Morris thing. Yeah,
I was going to say The Office.
What? Yeah, not breaking the fourth wall. Sorry. Well, yeah, they do. No,
that's
in the
different.
Office.
That's different.
House of Cards does it.
No,
where
no.
That's a different thing
to look in the camera. You're talking about actually pausing time, and time stops around the character.
Yeah. Well, that is what happens in House of Cards.
What's the movie that went backwards?
Memento. Could have been a winning answer,
right?
Yeah. Why'd you say?
Because there are a few that have gone.
Because
backwards.
We're 3 hours and 13 minutes in.
Yeah, Benjamin Button went backwards.
Yeah, incredible. All right, we're gonna get to drop of the week really quickly, but first, I want to play some audio of Rob Thompson yesterday talking about two different injured players. Let's start with what he said about Phillies ace, Zach Wheeler.
What do you got on Wheeler?
He will not start on Sunday.
Okay.
We're going to be cautionary. And then we'll line him up coming out of the break. We haven't lined it up exactly yet, but we'll just make sure we take care of him.
And you guys are confident that skipping Sunday and lining it up however you line up, it's enough to...
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
And who will make that start Sunday?
Don't know. It all depends on what happens Friday and Saturday. Hopefully we don't use a whole lot of bullpen on Saturday and we can just run our guys out there and get them some work going into the break.
The Zach thing, you said yesterday it was just spasms.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is. So
yep.
He doesn't need an injection or
no.
Anything like
no.
that?
No.
Is he feeling any better today?
I think so, yeah.
All right, so it doesn't sound too serious, which is important, but notable that he's not going to make his next start. Also notable that his next appearance thereafter may have been the All-Star game. Maybe, may not be. No, probably won't be. It's rare that a player misses the game before the All-Star game and then plays in it. But let me be clear. If he is healthy to pitch on Tuesday in the All-Star game, deemed healthy, I will have no problem if he pitches an inning. None.
Same.
I will.
And a lot of people will hold it against him, and I don't think that's right. He's earned an All-Star spot. There is a real possibility a human is not healthy for a Sunday, but healthy for a Tuesday. There is a difference between pitching 6 innings on a Sunday or 1 inning on a Tuesday. Count me in on Wheeler for the All-Star game if they know he's healthy.
No.
So I agree with you that he has earned the right, and I am almost always team playing the game. Like, I'm fine if Bryce plays. But I think with a pitcher, it is just more taxing on his body to go out there and do an inning. I'm more worried, especially with the back. Like, I agree with your overall take, but I think in this exact instance, I don't
even
want
if the Phillies staff tell Zach Wheeler
it's just not
and
worth
Rob Thompson?
It. It's just not.
What if they say you're 100% healthy?
It's just not worth it to me.
No.
It's just not worth it to me. I agree he's earned it and, like, all those things, but it's not a hitter.
Let's listen to Rob Thompson talking about JT. Obviously, he's been out for a stretch. Here's Rob Thompson on JT.
Saw JT doing some fielding out there today. How's it feeling?
Great. He'll be going to Clearwater for the break and keep working out down there at the complex. And then we'll see what we have after the break.
All right. So sounds like he's getting closer, but we'll see. We'll see when that becomes. All right. Let's do what we do every Friday at this time. We have some fun, some yucks, maybe a poignant moment or two with the Drop of the Week. Drop of the Week is brought to us by Family & Company Jewelers. Visit them online at familyjewelers.com right there on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey. Family & Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination. I can't wait here to hear back to my Victor celebration for Victor 255.
Oh, you sure I'm going to play it? How do you know it's going to make it?
I'm pretty confident it'll get played. And I think there's a decent chance I'll be voting for it, but we shall see. Seltzer, what do we got this week?
All right, let's start out. Something you actually said last week. We did not have Drop of the Week last week because we were all off on Friday. This is a pretty good line, Joe. You said this.
I'll tell you this. As someone who wasn't the rugged guy, trust me, when the rugged guy's in there and I'm in there, I had some trouble.
I mean, you had a little rugged in you?
Yes. James, the thing about basketball that annoyed me is I had all this skill, and all of a sudden everyone's just taller.
overflowing with skill.
And it's just, no, I was. Yeah. And then all of a sudden everyone just got big, and I didn't. Like, this isn't fair. Stinks, man. Yeah. What did I do to the world to deserve this other guy to have, like, you know, 7 extra inches? Come on, man. All right, 215-592. Stop.
Wow.
That's good.
So let me just say this in my defense, because I know what everybody's thinking. And
what did I do to the world to deserve this other guy to have, like, you know, 7 extra inches? Come on, man.
So here's the problem, all right, with your little dirty minds, all you have. If I had said like 2 or 3 inches, then you'd have something on me there. Okay. There's no way 7 inches applies
to me.
You're
making it worse.
Yeah, I don't
have
no idea.
You'd have to have 2 inches. You'd have to go almost inward, right?
This is not great. You're not selling yourself here.
You'd have to be an innie for 7 inches to be theoretically applicable. Okay.
Okay.
I'm just saying that.
An innie?
I saw an innie one time, by the way.
What?
Joe, you need to stop.
I'll stop. Fine, I'll stop. Yeah. I won't tell the story when I saw an innie.
Yeah, off air, I'd be curious to hear this story.
All right, that's Drop of the Week. I can't top that, so we're done. Yeah.
Okay. You cutting that for next week, James?
Oh, yeah, that'll be cut. Dan Wilson, will you grab that for me? Thank you. All right, let's dive. Let's keep it rolling somehow. Classic Joe voice crack here.
Coming up, more of what was said nationally. Excuse me, my voice is that was a bad one.
I'll get it.
That's awful.
I love hearing James go, I'll get it.
Yeah, he was on
that. James, play that again. That's funny. Play that again. Coming up, more of what was said nationally. Excuse me, my voice is that was a bad one.
I'll get it.
All right, keep going.
All right, Michael Landon came up. Turns out he's a South Jersey guy. Shout out to Michael Landon if you're listening. Turns out that Joe's a big Michael Landon fan.
Lassie. Loved Michael Landon.
Really?
Highway to Heaven?
I love that too. I was a big fan.
Highway to Heaven was a good show.
It
that was
on
a good for a
show.
Long time.
But Landon was like, he was a man. No, I'm serious. Michael Landon was a man.
Okay. You know, that is so the camera, isn't it?
So weird.
Do you have a an Audi for Michael Landon?
No.
Good line.
Thank you.
I just always admired Dan. Michael Landon. He was a man on the prairie.
He's a man.
Yeah.
He was a man, Joe. I'm with you on that. I mean? Yeah, he does.
Yeah,
you know.
Sure. All thank right. You. It's good. Yeah. I think it's better when Rhea says it than when you said it. Let's keep it rolling. Our caller, Richie. Funny line. The cantaloupe came up earlier. Richie called him with this.
I had a troubling dream, though, that your first press conference as President of the United States, I saw you standing there telling the media, I did not have relations with that cantaloupe.
Great line.
Wow.
We got a lot of good things going on here so far.
Yeah, it's good. All right, let's keep it rolling. Joe, a little eyes wide shut comment.
Deal is I'm eyes wide open. And not the movie, by the way.
He's come to the table with this truth before.
Oh, that's right. Eyes wide shut. I'll say this. There were certain scenes in that movie, my eyes were wide open. Yeah, right? Wide. Wide open. Like, what am I looking at? Mine eyes have seen the coming of the glory of Nicole Kidman. Yeah, right?
That's a good line at the end there, wow, man. That was good.
Thank you. Thank you.
I was impressed you came up with that in the moment.
Thank you. Well, we had just talked about that song a few minutes before that, so.
Yeah. All right. This is actually not from our show. I don't know if you guys have heard this. Shout out to Moshe who grabbed this for me. They were talking about you on the afternoon show about this whole thing.
I bit her.
When you bit Amy, and yep. Ike had a funny way to describe you.
Marv Albert vibes there.
Yeah. I got the question whether or not he didn't do this on purpose.
You think he might have done it on purpose?
Yeah.
I mean, can you really bite somebody while you're dreaming?
Well, also, clearly not his first time biting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And let's face it, the dude is kinky.
Ooh.
Well,
you didn't expect Ike Reeves to ever call you kinky,
no,
did you?
No,
I did not. So, I stand by the story I told about a year ago. It's true. I didn't lie. It was an inadvertent bite, and I was sleeping. And it was to fend off in my dream a friend who was, like, trying to tussle with me and, like, trying to, because he's a really strong dude, and he always wants to grapple. He's like a freaking bear, and I can't do anything about it. And I was trying to, like, get this guy to get away from me, and somehow my tactic in the dream was to try to bite him, like Seltzer with the dog, but as a result, I bit Amy. And it hurt
it's so
in
funny.
Real life.
One quick question attached to this. Yeah. He still does this? Like, as a mid-40s, you're still
especially
grappling?
When he gets drunk. You know, he's one of those guys.
Might want to rein in the grappling
he's
at this
age. He's just got a lot of physical strength, and it's the only way he can show any superiority in life.
Okay. All right, good. All right, three more. Jody McDonald in earlier this week. Almost dropped an F-bomb.
You were guaranteed to pitch two innings and oftentimes three.
Yep, I remember that.
Now, inning apiece. They got 12 pitchers.
Yeah. Well, you're
so they want to get as
that
many of them in.
You're going to
jump
an F-bomb. To be an F-bomb there.
You're going
to
jump an F-bomb, weren't you?
I was a little guy.
That was great.
That's great.
I love the passion there for the bullpen usage.
That was
well,
that was
Joe and I
stuff.
Know about F-bombs on the air, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes, we do.
All right, two more. This is great stuff. Ruben Amaro on yesterday. Somehow it calls up. I believe Joe brings up the idea of calling WIP himself, and Ruben told this story.
Ruben, did you ever call WIP as just like, hey, this is random Ruben, or this is Ruben calling his friend?
Bob.
Oh, I've actually called in and faked my voice.
No way.
Oh, yeah, I've faked my voice.
As a player?
Like, after a game, no, as a GM.
No way. Can you imagine if that had come out?
Hey, how you doing? Yeah. Oh, yeah, I've done it.
That's awesome.
I've done it. Say, what?
You know what I really like?
What's
Amaro
gonna do with this guy?
That Ruben Amaro guy, he's pretty good. He's pretty good.
That is really good,
I have done a confession.
Yep. God bless. You're like Kevin Durant on Twitter.
That's funny. It was
fun, were you
fun,
sticking
man.
Up for that Ruben Amaro guy?
No, I was killing him.
Dude, Ruben's the best.
That's a wild story.
It is a wild story.
Isn't it wild? Like, if that came out today, like, if it was like, oh, it turns out Howie Roseman was faking his voice and calling WIP, like, what a freaking story that would be.
You know, we could probably find those calls. Like, it would be wild to hear.
I don't know if we can.
You don't think he would remember?
So our system only goes about 6 months ago is the longest we go.
Real quick, James, I know you got to keep dropping the week
over. No worries, we only got one more.
Do you remember 20 or so years ago, and went on for a while, when each WIP show would have a reel, and then they would get taped over after about a week?
Oh, yeah.
It was...
Yeah, we used to... That's how I used to cut...
Not digital.
I used to cut up sound with a razor blade and tape.
Wow.
That's real stuff.
Yeah, that's... And I still refer to it as cutting sound.
Yeah.
And people probably have no... I'm always like, oh, I got to cut sound. And people are like, what? Because everything's digital.
Incredible. No, that's what it was. And the cart system, remember the carts?
I still, when I write my sound in it, I write cart.
Yeah.
Because it's just how I've always done my updates. So, yeah.
It's old radio technology.
Old school.
All right, James, one more you said.
You called for it. I'll do it for you. The Hammer Celebration.
Wow. That's what you do. Freaking Mookie Betts coming through for me. Or put another way, the Hammer coming through for everyone to root for the Hammer. Right? I know with probably 8 seconds left in that, people are probably going, oh, he's down 2-1. He's down 2-1. Clock's ticking. Clock my ass. Hammer. Victory 255. That's how you do. Caesar.
I love the
Caesar
at the end.
That first note you hit, that was a new one.
Wow.
That was a good one.
That's what you do.
That'll be a drop. That's a drop for sure.
So,
and I love this at the end. You just go,
Caesar!
Caesar!
How your voice survives, you're screaming.
So what wins here? We got about 6 or 7
ones. For me, I think it's you with the 7 extra inches.
Yeah, I think that's
or Ruben Amaro. I think those are the two best.
Can it be Joe... after the 7 inches because that was also great. But Ruben was also great.
So. I would go 7 inches over Ruben.
I think that's it, right?
It's here. A better sound. Ruben's a better story, but the better sound.
Here, play the short version of 7 inches.
I got
inches.
It. One more time.
What did I do to the world to deserve this other guy to have, like, you know, 7 extra inches? Come on, man.
Come on, man. Yeah, that's so good, too.
Come on, man.
All right.
Punctuates it perfectly.
Drop of the week. Always a fun time. Coming up, time's yours. Plus, Aaron Nola said something really cool after the game last night. We'll get to that and more as we broadcast from Borgata today on 94 WIP.
Here's what's happening at Borgata, where we are. Don't miss out on the action at Borgata's Poker Room, where great cards, lucky seats, and high hands bring excitement to every player. Open 7 days a week. Excitement is waiting, and you are only miles away from your happy place. Experience award-winning restaurants, exciting bars and live music, big-name entertainment, and a spacious casino filled with your favorite slots and table games. The action at Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa doesn't stop. Start planning your getaway today. Visit theborgata.com for more details.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.